The Danbury area took the hardest hit from Tuesday's severe weather. A day after the storm, Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano visited the area as residents were assessing the damage.
The most prominent sound on Ridge Road in Danbury Wednesday? The hum of generators. That's because many of the trees on this street are old and closely intertwined with power lines, a bad combination in Tuesday's 80-mile-an-hour winds. Joseph Davis lives here, a couple houses up from where downed wire forced Danbury police to shut down part of the road.
We lost power, you know, probably 5, 6 o'clock. The telephone pole is snapped, a tree is down, cable wire is broken in my driveway, and it looks like we're going to be out of power for 4 or 5 days, what they're telling us right now.
It took Davis 2.5 hours to get home from work in nearby Yorktown Heights, New York. And when he got home, he says he had to move a large branch to get in the driveway. As bad as it looked, Davis says it could have been worse.
You know, thank God we don't live up in the Brookfield, New Milford, or New Fairfield area. They got hit a lot harder than we did. And it's power. It's, you know, it's an inconvenience, but it's not concerns or loss of death or property. You know, a couple trees went down and some wires. That's all it was.
Ridgefield neighbors Danbury to the southwest. Deep in the hills on the corner of Christopher Road, parts of at least 10 trees, by my count, were down in someone's yard. Bernie Biner lives close by. He's driving around the neighborhood to survey the damage. He says this is mild compared to other places in Ridgefield.
Within a quarter of a mile of where we are right now, there are homes with large trees down in their yards, power lines down in their yards.
Dozens of roads in Ridgefield were closed, and with lines down in parts of the town hidden in the hills, expect more to be shut down. As of 1 p.m. Wednesday, 20% of Eversource customers in Ridgefield were without power. And in Brookfield, Eversource said 85% of their customers were in the dark. Governor Daniel Malloy appeared at the Brookfield Police Department to address the storm's severity. He says it did extreme damage to the area's power system. You might not be able to make out the police department from the road because snapped tree limbs were down in front of it. Brookfield First Selectman Steve Dunn says he has yet to see a road that didn't have down trees or power lines.
This is going to be a long-term issue for Brookfield. It is going to take us a while to repair this. We look for everyone to come and help us as much as possible. We're obviously looking for aid.
Malloy wasn't able to say whether the resulting damage from the storm would require a natural disaster designation.
We're doing work to try to put those numbers together so that we'd be in a position to ask for additional relief.
Two people died as a result of the storm. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.